Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought our defense wore down some, particularly as the game went on. We had the desire to improve our run defense, and I thought particularly initially we did. But there's an attrition component to the game, and our lines got a little thin at various points in the game. I thought we felt the effects of that. I know certainly we were somewhat limited with some of the schematics that we would like to deploy because we had some new people in there, and we're relatively new to this season.
Oh, my God. To quote Janice from Friends, I guess. What happened to the standard is the standard? Now we're hearing that the Steelers defense, oh, they were fatigued. Oh, there was attrition. Oh, there's communication issues. But it's early. Mike, you said the defense could be historic. DK Metcalf said it's the best defense he's ever seen. Juan Thornhill said it could be the best defense the world has ever seen. And through two games, the Steelers are no better than 25th in any major statistical defensive category. I don't want to hear that it's early. I don't want to hear that you're hurt. I just want to hear your plan to fix it. Jason Mackey with us all show today. Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. Ray Fittipaldo at 8. Mackey, I don't generally allow Mike Tomlin's press conferences to perturb me, but I was shocked to hear the level of excuse-making out of a defensive-minded head coach about his defense that he put all kinds of heavy expectations on prior to the real football actually starting.
Yes, and also, let's remember, this is the highest-paid defense in the NFL.
And not by a smidge.
By a lot.
By a lot.
And they're veterans at key positions. They've not been good thus far. I understand to a degree why it has not been good. I don't want to hear the excuse making. I want to hear this is not acceptable. We have bigger and better goals this season. This needs to be corrected in a hurry. We're having issues that should not occur given the money we're spending on defense and the veterans that are here. And we need to get this solved as soon as possible, or we're going down a road that is unacceptable to me, to our players, to our fan base, all of that stuff. It is not something that needs addressed with flowery language. It is a very direct point. We need to fix the problem. There's a problem here. Giving up 30 points a week is a problem.
And it's happened for the last 10 weeks. If it were just the first 2 weeks of the season after...
They don't think that way, Adam.
I know they don't. Last season doesn't matter. Well, it damn well should.
It does.
It does matter. This is a pattern. Mike Tomlin said in his end of season press conference last year, we played it yesterday, that two is a pattern. And he said it yesterday. Okay, how about 10? And I don't want to hear about the attrition and the injuries and Alex Highsmith being hurt. You mentioned, Jason, that it's the highest paid defense in the NFL. Well, TJ Watt is, or was, before Micah Parsons got paid, the highest paid defensive player in the sport. Cam Hayward, Patrick Queen, Jalen Ramsey, your other three highest paid players, are any of those guys hurt?
Right.
So wait a second. The guys who are making the most money, because they're supposed to be your best players, they're out there. I don't really care about the other interchangeable parts. No one was saying that this Steelers defense was going to be great this year because Juan Thornhill's patrolling the middle of the field. It's because of your stars. It's because of the guys who are making more money. And TJ Watt, I don't think he's taking enough heat around here, Jason.
No, not at all. We'll get to that in a second. Let's also remember, Adam, we're talking about the Jets and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
We're not exactly talking about the Bills and the Chiefs or the Ravens or somebody like that. I mean, there's a wide gap between the two teams the Steelers have played so far and where they want to go, where their ultimate goals rest. And yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Depth is a component of this, having some semblance of depth. When you spend the most on defense of any team in the NFL, you should have depth. You shouldn't be robbed. You shouldn't see things fall off of a cliff. They've had enough time. Here's another idea that I don't think we're attacking enough in this town. They want to build along the offensive and defensive lines. Are they any good right now?
No.
Is that a strength of the Steelers?
Are they worse on the offensive line or the defensive line?
Good debate.
And it shouldn't be a question
I'd say probably the offensive line.
Yeah.
It's atrocious. We'll get there. But to TJ Watt, Adam, I mean, maybe we want to go down this road now. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't care about the pressures. I don't. I'm sorry. That's not good enough. We crushed Cleveland fans for saying that about Myles Garrett. Why is that all of a sudden an acceptable argument for our own guy? It is not. I want production. You're the highest paid, second highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. I expect you to have production. I expect you to have the ultimate statistical production available at your position. I can't have TJ Watt going, I believe it's seven games.
He's gone six games without a sack.
And
he's gone 16 games. His last 16 games, he's got 7 sacks.
It's not good.
How is that acceptable?
It's not.
And we could talk about usage. We can talk about the lack of moving him around. The one thing that I wanted to see them do this year to get into the weeds a little bit was blitz more to create more one-on-one matchups for him. They've actually blitzed as much as any team in the NFL save one. They've blitzed 41% of the time. They're creating one-on-one matchups, and he's not winning them. Jack Sawyer has a sack. Peyton Wilson has a sack. Myles Garrett, by the way, has 3.5 sacks. Micah Parsons came in brand new to a new scheme after camp, after preseason. And look at what Green Bay has done defensively.
I know.
Through two games.
We're not asking for the world here, Adam. I mean, there are probably some people listening that's, he's still having an impact on the field. Look at him draw double teams. He's making it so other guys can make a play. They're not coming through. I get all of that. That's not an invalid argument. No. I understand that. But at the end of the day, like, are we just accepting? Well, Micah Parsons, you know, he's not going to have any sacks. That's wrong. He's going to. Myles Garrett, he's not going to have pressure. No. You expect that guy to provide game-changing value because he's being compensated as such. When he doesn't do it, he should be criticized as such.
Yes. You can't hold out, or whatever the hell you want to call what he did, to become the highest paid defensive player in the sport, the highest paid non-quarterback in the sport, and then be less productive through two games from a sack standpoint than Jack Sawyer. Sorry.
And it dates back to last year, Adam. It's not like he finished last year with a flourish.
Right.
You know, he was mirroring the team's struggles. And then you have the contract thing in the offseason. You really extend yourself, and let's not forget all of that. Let's not forget that storyline where I don't think public sentiment was necessarily on TJ's side, where they're like, oh, you have to pay that guy whatever he wants, just give him the money. No, people looked at that and said that's a problematic contract for somebody his age, and now all of a sudden you have two games where they're more quiet production. It's going to raise some questions about doing that contract. Is that smart business? This should be the good portion of the contract. The back end of it is what's questionable. I can't believe we fast-forwarded to the questionable part.
And Tomlin can talk all he wants. And you're right. You're right about everything you said. I could not agree more. When you make that kind of money and you don't perform well, you should be a lightning rod. You can. Alex Highsmith's hurt, and Patrick Queen was in the tent, and you don't have Joey Porter Jr., and you don't have Deshaun Elliott, who you also paid this offseason. Okay. Your stars aren't playing like stars. And even so, Cam Hayward deflected a pass that got intercepted. So at least he had an imprint on the game, a significant one. Jalen Ramsey had an interception. He was awful pretty much otherwise, that in the blocked field goal. So he did some nice things. He also broke up a pass to win the first game. but they're not doing it enough. They're not doing it consistently. I don't want to hear excuses. When the Penguins would lose playoff series and Evgeny Malkin, Sidney Crosby, or Marc-Andre Fleury, when one of the core guys or all the core guys wouldn't play up to their production level, we didn't bitch about Max Talbot. We complained about the guys who didn't get it done, who were getting paid the most, who were supposed to be the stars. That's what's happening defensively. And we can rip on Tom and we can rip on Austin. We have, we will. But also from a player's standpoint, go out there and win battles. Go out there and make plays. You're making $41.5 million, TJ Watt. Let's go.
Well, it's not just that. Sorry, Adam. We have to get to a break?
We will.
It's not just that. You can look at roster decisions that the Steelers have made that don't make a lot of sense as we sit here today. And they're not involving high-priced players. Here's what I mean. Alandon Roberts, their best run stopper last year. You let him walk in free agency because you think some combination of Peyton Wilson growing up, Malik Harrison, maybe Cole Holcomb coming back, whatever, is going to be good enough to stop the run. Where are we at right now? 182 plus 117, it hasn't been good enough. You let your best run stopper go, and now you can't stop the run. They should be criticized for that. Keanu Benton was put in a fairly prominent role. It was, you know, premium draft capital, something we'll get into a little bit later in the show, the subject of my column this morning. But like, their drafts have stunk, and you expect some sort of development from Keanu Benton. He was basically put on skates on Sunday and has not been anywhere near good enough. Those aren't financial decisions. Those are developmental and or team-building decisions. Hadn't been good enough.
Well, to that end, let's be solution-oriented when we come back. What are some things the Steelers can do defensively to turn this around? Because it looks pretty bleak right now. And you're 1,000% right on Alandon Roberts. And they actually admitted that yesterday. How? We'll tell you when we come back. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And as always, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We are at the palatial, beautiful, so clean you could eat off the floor, Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. We're back with more after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This was a communication component of it, and certainly, like last week, for example, the four starters in our secondary were all new to us. It's probably more, most of my concerns are centered around that, our level of cohesion and communication, given the fact that so many guys are new to us.
Well, I'm really happy they all played a bunch in the preseason then, Coach. I can't be a total hypocrite, although I'm a radio host, and so I think by definition that's going to happen from time to time. I didn't want to see most of these guys play in the preseason because health is paramount and I think more important. But guess what? They're not healthy and now they can't communicate. Mike, it's your job to get them to communicate and it can't be that hard. It cannot be that difficult. It is defense. These guys have played defense their entire football careers in high school, in college, professionally. You've got a bunch of veterans on the defensive side of the ball. I don't want to hear communication is a problem. And yet, we heard it at the end of last year. We heard it at the end of the prior year. We hear it every year. Is Mike Tomlin calling in the plays or Terrell Austin calling in the plays in Swahili? Is he delivering the play calls in Spanish? I don't understand what could be so hard about, hey, guys, we're playing cover two. Hey, guys, we're playing quarters coverage right now. Hey, guys, it's a crossfire blitz with too high on the back end. Whatever. It's not reinventing the wheel. They're not doing things that are avant-garde, cutting edge, that have never been done before on a defensive football field. For goodness sakes. And he uses it as if it's some sort of cover for how poorly his defense has covered. It's not, Mike. And I'll draw an analogy, and I've talked too long to begin the segment, Jason, and I'm sorry, Jason Mackey with us all morning. I just watched West Virginia's defense. That team has 81 new players. 81! Most of the entire defense is new. They're second in all of college football in sacks, and guess what? They got to go to class, most of them. They're not professionals. You don't get to work with them for 60 hours a week. And they're communicating, and they're playing better defense than I've seen out of my Mountaineers in 6 years. You got a bunch of professionals. You had a training camp. You had preseason, and you can't communicate. That's not an excuse. It's unforgivable, man.
That is so much of an indictment of Mike Tomlin. His own words. A failure to communicate. You've been at this since the end of July. And not even that. I mean, let's be honest. The NFL offseason, it really never goes away. You've got mini camp. You've got OTAs. I realize it's not the same level of instruction and all that stuff. And I'm certainly understanding that you have new faces in new places. It's going to take some time to come together.
It doesn't need to be perfect right now.
No. But, if we're having this conversation on the fourth day of camp, look, I understand that. If we're having this conversation in the preseason, totally understand that. That's what that stuff is for. Completely valid. We're going into week three. This defense has looked like you know what.
Poo.
Thank you. Looks like something in your bathroom
mm-hmm.
for the better part of two games. No. And I'm not going to sit here and listen to communication issues and say that this is, oh, okay. You're not communicating appropriately. No, look at your line of communication. At that point, I would be looking at, how are we instructing these guys? How are they communicating with one another? How are we coaching? Are they taking to the coaching? Are they in the right positions? Are they understanding where to be in the right positions? No, I do think Tomlin does a decent job of taking accountability, saying, you know, I have to get them ready to play or whatever. It's not like he never talks about that. But you know what? Who's in charge? Like you're saying, Adam, who's in charge of getting these guys to communicate the right way? It's you, Mike.
Right.
That's the problem.
We're all trying to find the guy who did this. It's you. You're the guy. And by the way, Brandon Echols, as your fourth corner, that's a pretty good position to be in. He's played 5 years in the NFL. It's not like he's a rookie. It's not like he's an undrafted rookie. It's not like he's Beanie Bishop. I think Beanie probably had a great Saturday, by the by. It's a veteran-laden defense.
Isn't that why you have a veteran-laden defense, to not have issues like this?
That's what I thought.
Isn't that why you bring in guys who are, you know, paid to not have communication issues?
I mean, how many different teams has Jalen Ramsey played for in his 10-year NFL career? He's played for 4 different teams now. Different schemes, different coordinators. Darius Slay's 34 years old. He's been around the block a time or two. Think he might know how to communicate. Think he did okay last year when they infused 2 rookies, by the way, into that Philadelphia Eagles secondary. They seem to communicate pretty well, did those Eagles, right?
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? How across the state you have 2 high premium picks. And they're able to communicate right away.
Right away.
Wow.
And they're babies in the NFL. You bring in a whole bunch of veterans and you can't quote-unquote communicate. Real quick, because I teased it.
Sorry,
Jason. You said they made a mistake by letting Atlanta Roberts go. That's not hindsight. That's something we talked about in the offseason. Well, they admitted it yesterday because they signed Juwan Bentley, who is a big 250-pound, downhill, thumping, run-stuffing inside linebacker. He got hurt last year, but the prior season, so the last time Juwan Bentley played a full year, he had 114 tackles, 4.5 sacks, 5 tackles for loss and 3 passes defense and a forced fumble. So last time he was healthy, he was good, but they are admitting now 2 weeks in that they're soft against the run. And Mike Tomlin can say whatever he wants to say. Personnel moves always tell the story. You can talk, but what you do with your roster is going to tell the story. And in the spirit of being solution-oriented, I don't know that Juwan Bentley is going to play right away because, my God, you wouldn't want to screw up the communication anymore with a new guy. But I've seen enough of Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen being your permanent every-down linebackers. I'm okay with Peyton Wilson going back to his role of last year being your pass-stopping linebacker on passing downs, on third downs. And I'd like to see more Cole Holcomb in there and next to Patrick Queen. Not that that was always the solution last year, but I don't know how you can get much worse.
No issues here, man. I mean, Peyton Wilson has looked bad in stopping the run. I mean, he's getting pancaked. He's in the wrong place. You want to talk about communication issues. Ray Fittipaldo and I do a podcast on Tuesdays, the Post-Gazette. And Ray brought this up yesterday. I thought it was really good. If you look at that 19-yard touchdown run, right before the ball is snapped, even as the ball is snapped, he's turned around talking to somebody in the secondary. Like, those are communication issues that shouldn't be happening. And then all of a sudden, he's late to the spot. And then you see him get out-physicaled. I don't know if Juwan Bentley is the answer there, Adam. I don't know if he's going to get enough of an opportunity, but yeah. I can say that letting their best run stopper go has had a negative effect, and they need to start auditioning somebody for other opportunities, be it Cole Holcomb or somebody else, because what they're doing ain't working.
Stones unturned, things of that nature. We had Trey Essex on Tuesday, so yesterday, and he said he doesn't really think it's a personnel issue as much as it's a scheme issue. And unfortunately, I think it's...
That's scary.
Both. And Derek Carmen coming back should help, but he's a rookie. And if you think a rookie is going to come in and magically fix your run defense, I think you got another thing coming. Mike Tomlin talked about the run defense yesterday, and this might have been the most damning quote of them all. We'll get to that coming up next. And we've been focusing on these two games. We've been focusing on the defense. We've been focusing on the micro. How about the macro on Mike Tomlin? We'll do that too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I thought that we did a better job in week 2, certainly, than we did in week 1. I thought it got away from us down the stretch as we wore down. I think they maybe had 50 yards or so in the last scoring drive, for example. And so we're just simply going to get back to work.
Mike Tomlin thought the run defense was better on Sunday. And I guess he was technically right. They gave up 182 rushing yards in week 1, and they didn't give up quite that much in week 2. I would say, though, when you give up a third and goal from the 19-yard line, which had never happened before, by the way, in the history of the NFL, that your run defense is not in a good spot. So that's the last thing you wanted to hear yesterday, Jason. Oh, we were better. Really? And, by the way, they've given up 299 rushing yards in 2 games, which has now happened 4 times in Mike Tomlin's tenure. You want to guess how many times that happened in Bill Cowher's tenure, Jason?
I'm going to go with none.
0 times. That is correct.
What do I win?
You win Nothing. The opportunity to do the next 3 hours and 21 minutes of radio with me.
Woo!
Yeah. It is pathetic how far this defense has fallen. And a texter wrote in about a half hour ago, well, we can't expect TJ to get to the quarterback when the run defense is as bad as it is. I mean, is he not also part of the run defense? And I realize they're running away.
I mean, I see what they're saying.
From TJ Watt, but like, there were still.
Here's what we can expect, Adam. We can expect the run defense to be a lot better than it is. And that's going to help TJ Watt. And yes, he's part of the run defense.
Well, also, I think it's a little short-sighted to say, oh, if they're giving up the run, so they're not going to have the opposition in bad down and distance situations. I think it was 9 times that Seattle was in 3rd and 9 or longer last week. I mean, they're not going to run the ball on 3rd and 9 or longer, except for the one time they did with Kenneth Walker III on that 19-yard touchdown run. They're dropping back to pass. It's 3rd and 9. Whatever happened before, that doesn't matter. What matters is go win your matchup and get Sam Darnold, not Fran Tarkenton, on the ground.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what's been happening so much that's frustrating is that, you know, we were talking TJ Watt last segment, and you want to see the sack production, and all of that, I think, is a fair criticism. But, like, I will, you know, go to the other side of things here for a second. He is commanding a lot of people. Other people have to win their matchups. Other people have to get the guy on the ground, make a play when it's there to be made. Like, TJ Watt, no, he's compensated a lot. He's not supposed to do everything. He's not supposed to take on a double, triple team and make that play. The person that's freed up to make that play needs to make the tackle, be in the right spot, preferably both. That has not happened. I don't want to hear about communication issues. This is far enough down the road. Make the play. You know, we can't sit here and say, oh, they should spend more money on defense. No, we can't sit here and say, oh, this is the fourth day, just have some patience with it. No, this is the beginning of their season where, oh, by the way, the end of their schedule is pretty difficult. You'd like to see them make some hay now. They're not doing it. I mean, that was a winnable game, a game they need to win. Like, you need to get off to a strong start given how things are structured. And what you set out to do, and you mentioned big picture last segment. This is a good way of attacking it, I think. This is the goal. This was the goal. This is what you set out to do in the draft. You're not good enough against the run. So you orient all of your offseason efforts towards something like this, be it scheme, be it personnel, whatever. And through 2 games, it is a failing grade.
Yes.
I'm supposed to suddenly believe that by week 6, week 7, that's going to turn around? What evidence do I have to believe that?
Exactly right. There is nothing that we have watched through 2 games, let alone the 8 that preceded this, that would make you think they have the answers to be able to turn this around, whether it be personnel or schematics.
And I'm not going to look at Derek Harmon. I like the pick, but I'm not going to look at Derek Harmon and be like, you know what? He's the fix.
No,
once he's back.
He's not a savior. He's a piece. He's a piece, and he may well wind up being a big piece at some point, but his first career NFL game, he's not going to be the reason the run defense goes from dead ass to one of the best in the NFL. That's unrealistic. You're right. They have tried to mold themselves after the team on the other side of the Commonwealth. That's why Andy Weidel is here. Let's build through the trenches. In the offensive line, they have pedigree. Like, we can't sit here and accuse them of not caring about the offensive line. It's the opposite of that. They've spent 2 first-round picks on tackle. They spent a second-round pick on their center. They spent money on Isaac Seumalo. And, okay, you're going to cut corners at some point. You're going to try to find the Ramon Foster of the group. And that's McCormick. But 4 of the 5 guys are either highly paid or pedigree picks. And the offensive line is one of the worst in the NFL. Defensive line. Keanu Benton, the second-round pick, he's gotten worse each passing year. You've got Cam Hayward. Okay, fine. He's making a lot of money. We have not seen them play anywhere near up to their standards. So you're right. You want to talk about big picture. They have addressed through the draft and free agency and the dollars that they've allocated the trenches, and yet we have – that has bared exactly 0 fruit. By the way, on Watt, you bring up Watt in the triple teams. He has beat triple teams his entire career. He's not now. Because he's not the same player he was. And until I see him break out, I think that's what our eyes are telling us. Can he win the one-on-one? Of course. Can he win the 2-on-1? Probably. But when it's 3rd down and long and you're chipping him, you got a tight end out there and a tackle, he ain't a spring chicken anymore. And so that calls into question whether or not the $41.5 million is worth spending. Exactly. Exactly.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Here's a question I want to dive into as we move forward, as Mike Sullivan
moving forward
would say. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I don't know how many pro Tomlin people we would hear from today. I'd like to hear from them. What is the pro Tomlin argument anymore? 412-928-9370. We had Get Up on in the studio yesterday. We had Good Morning Football up in the studio yesterday, and they're talking about how bad the defense was. Didn't have the volume on. I'm wondering if they know the real problem. That the problem is the head coach. What is the pro Tomlin argument? I'm lost. 412-928-9370.
It's going to be an interesting batch of calls.
I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear it on the fan hotline.
Unless it is a national football writer or national media member, I feel like people are going to look at you like this.
I don't know. Huh? I don't know that there is one.
There isn't. Not in this town. Not right now.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So we'll take your calls on that coming up next and coming up at the top of the hour. Also, the Pirates, they're now worse than they were last year. That officially clinched last night. So we'll get into that a little bit, too. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Top of the hour, we got 21 Pilots tickets to give away. Best caller on this subject gets a pair of tickets to the show at 412-928-9370. What's the pro Tomlin argument? He's supposed to be a defensive mastermind, right? Last 10 games, 28 points per game given up. Last five playoff games, 38 points per game given up. Hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years. Hasn't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. And now the Steelers are sitting at 1-1 with a terrible defense after playing Sam Darnold and Justin Fields. So are there any Tomlin defenders out there? If you are a Tomlin defender, we don't need to shut you down. I just want to hear what the pro argument is. Because I feel like even the national media has shifted a little bit through 2 weeks. 412-928-9370. In the meantime, as we await your calls patiently, Jason, we're going to Ireland next week.
Oh, gosh.
Steelers, Vikings. Now, you're telling me you were renting a car and you were driving and that you are nervous about this a little bit.
I pulled up YouTube videos on, like, advice for driving in Ireland as an American.
Mm-hmm.
I'm terrified, Adam. I'm terrified to do this. I'm excited for Ireland. I think it's going to be a fantastic trip. Some of the stories I'm going to tackle over there, all of that, could not be more excited. I'm terrified to drive.
Jason,
I'm going to get a scooter.
Oh, yeah, that'll be better. I don't know that you need to be terrified. It is nerve-wracking. It is nerve-wracking.
The hell's the difference?
No, it's terrifying. I rented a car 10 years ago. My wife and I went for the honeymoon, and the car that we rented, the entire passenger side was all beat up because Americans rent the cars, and you're sitting on the opposite side, and you're driving on the opposite side, and it's a really interesting thing to get used to from a depth perception standpoint. And so the entire passenger side of the car was just beat to hell, which is actually perfect because then you're not going to get dinged for it because they don't have the depth perception. We're all on the opposite side. Everything's backwards, and so people are just scraping their cars off the side of things.
Jason, I was thinking like the inside of the car for some reason.
No, the outside.
Did they sit down wrong?
Well, that happens too. It's very confusing. And it's not only that, it's that the roads are so narrow.
Yeah.
They are so narrow. And a lot of them are next to cliffs and sheep and things of that nature.
Great. I'm looking at this one. Okay, so it's on the right side is a gas station. On the left is like this little condo community. That's fine. I'm good there. What? What are you laughing at?
Because I remember it was challenging. And you do get used to there are texts coming in. I don't know if I need to help, if I want to help you, if I want to read them, but what do I want to do? Texter, Jason, get the car insurance, brother. Was it an accident over there? Covered totally. Another text, don't, Jason. Serious. Just don't, please.
I mean, I have to. I have to drive. I think. I mean, I don't know about the efficiency of Uber, but I feel like a week of navigating Ireland and all this stuff, like going to pursue stories, like it's probably going to be a hefty bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling myself, like, I'm going as slow as I want to go. Hands at 10-2. There's no radio on. As long as it takes me to get there is as long as it takes me to get there.
And the journey is the destination, too, because you'll see a lot of beautiful things.
I know. I just don't want the journey to end in Ireland.
They have on the inside of the front windshield, there's a sticker on the cars that you rent that says drive on the left side of the road.
Oh, good.
So just make sure you're peeping that sticker and you'll be fine.
If you see a Hyundai, it'll be raining too. Whatever, yeah, great. That helps.
It'll be raining 24/7.
And I hope it's a really narrow countryside road next to a cliff. That'll be just fantastic.
Yeah. It's a scenic cliff, but there will be cliffs.
Yeah, I'll probably see all of it. It's nice knowing you.
You'll be fine. Would you consider yourself to be a good driver over here?
Yes.
That doesn't translate. Coming up next, if you are pro Tomlin, why? 412-928-9370. You know, 2 games into the season, I've already lost all my patience with the guy. And I'm wondering, there's always been Tomlin defenders to come out of the woodworks. What could you possibly say in his defense now at 412-928-9370? Plus, the Tomlin lie detector test coming your way. I said we'd talk Pirates there, but driving on the other side of the road's more interesting than your favorite baseball team. Right now, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.